And what you did was a study of the outside money spent on Senate races across the country.
The 10 most competitive ones in the general election, yeah.
Okay. And you exclusively focused on these groups that are nominally nonprofits under the tax code section 501C. And did any of them voluntarily report where their money came from?
I can't tell you that they didn't. I don't believe so. That would actually be a, there's about 50 of these groups. So that would be a research project that we haven't conducted.
Okay.
But generally speaking, they don't.
All right. And so the number one group is Karl Rove's Crossroads GPS. And just to be clear again, he has two organizations.
That's right.
American Crossroads is structured as what? A super PAC?
That's correct.
And so it does disclose where its money came from.
That's right.
But GPS is a 501c4.
Correct.
And it does not report where the money came from. And Taylor, in my commentary yesterday after the election, I started to say that Karl Rove is fielding lots of phone calls from angry billionaires and millionaires this morning. But then I caught myself and said, well, it could just be one or two. We really don't know the depth of the donor base for these organizations.
Right. Well, we do know for the Super PAC, and I don't have those, but we know the certain donors, Adelson, Bob Perry, there are certain donors who are the big donors to the Super PAC.
Right, but GPS...
That's right. We don't know to the GPS.
It could have been funded by one person.
Or a corporation.
Uh-huh.
It probably wasn't.
Yeah.
My guess is it was funded by a number of contributions in the $100,000 to $1 million range from very wealthy individuals and private companies and possibly some publicly traded companies.
So Crossroads GPS, according to your research, spent just under $37 million on Senate races alone this fall.
Just these 10 Senate races, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And they were followed about half as much money, about $19 million, spent by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
The Chamber was very active in congressional races here in California as well.
Right.
Then the pro-democratic groups show up.
Yep.
Patriot Majority and the environmental group, the League of Conservation Voters.
Yep.
Followed by the NRA, Vote Vets, which is pro-democratic.